welcome to Listening Lyrics. Right here, August 1st, 2025. In the background, you're hearing Martin Martin by Herman Van Veen and the Rosenberg Trio. Nice little jazz group from over the pond. Today's show, it's a doozy. First of all, as I mentioned last week, this was big news last week, our friend Chuck Mangione passed away, and I listened to the Children of Sanchez album when I was preparing for this show, and that album just struck me so much from my 60s roots back in the day. About expressing yourself through music, especially during war times. And that's what that song is about, The Children of Sanchez. So we're going to start off with that. But joining me today, Ray Keck is sitting in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you, Peter. Thanks for letting me ride along today.
You're going to ride along, and I'm going to ask you for your comments, because it's going to be, the show is going to be a little bit different than usually my jolly, okay, let's get ready for the weekend. And as the background music is indicating to you, this is a little bit more serious. So The Children of Sanchez was written by Sergio Mendez, but it was written by Chuck Mangione. He was asked to do it for a movie, and he was so struck by the story, the book that he read, that he went down to that area, Sanchez, rented a room, put his keyboard in there and his flugelhorn, and he wrote the whole album 5 days straight without leaving the room. He just wrote the whole friggin' score, lyrics, music, everything.
Incredible.
And, of course, it ended up being one of his better albums. So I'm going to start the show off with that. And it's a long piece, so bear with me. But it's a wonderful piece, because I'm going to just let you hear what I hear in it. So it starts off with the lyrics about the Children of Sanchez. And he tells the story about what war and hunger do to not only the people going through that, but the children. And then at about, I would guess the 4 minute mark, he enter the drums, and the drums sound like cannon and bullets flying. That's what it really means. And all of a sudden you hear his trumpet very quietly in the background, and then it comes to the foreground. But the trumpet is the person asking for help, and that goes on and on. And if you really absorb his flugelhorn, it makes the hairs on my neck stand up. And slowly it morphs into a saxophone doing it, and then all of a sudden the bullets come back. And then he comes back, but this time he plays the same tune, but now it's a little off-key at points. It's louder. He's screaming for help. And then it finishes up with the bullets flying again and the last chorus of the song. So I'm going to play the whole thing from finish to start. Did I say that backwards, Ray?
I don't think so.
Finish to start. And so just sit back. Can't say enjoy, but enjoy the music, enjoy the story, what people can express through music. So here we go. Children of Sanchez.
Of hope and pride, a man will die, though his flesh still moves, his heart sleeps in the grave. And without land, man never dreams, 'cause he's not free. All men need a place
to live with dignity. Take the crumbs from starving soldiers, they won't die. Lord said, not by bread alone does man survive. And take the food from hungry children, they won't cry. Food alone won't ease the hunger in their eyes. Every child belongs to mankind's family. Children are the fruit of all humanity. Let them feel the strength of that embrace. Give me love and understanding, and I will thrive as my children grow. My dreams come alive. Those who hear the cries of children, God will bless. I will always hear the children of Sanchez. We'll be right back. in pride, a man will die. Though his flesh still moves, his heart sleeps in the grave. Without land, a man never dreams, 'cause he's not free. All men need a place to live with dignity. Starving soldiers, they won't die. Lord said, not by bread alone does man survive. Take the food from hungry children, they won't cry. Food alone won't ease the hunger in their eyes. Every child belongs.
Children of Sanchez, right here on KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. And again, I'm your host, Peter Pasteur. We played that song to introduce, the next few songs we're going to be doing. The next few, it's going to be a little bit of the same theme, not quite the same music, but the same theme. You know, Ray's sitting here with me, and Ray, are you a child of the 60s or 70s?
I was born in the 50s, raised in the 60s and 70s.
Okay, so, maybe you were on the tail end of it, but when I was a teenager going into my 20s in the 60s, late 60s, and in school... The Vietnam War was going on. You had stuff going on with Watergate. You had the civil rights movement going on. There was all this stuff going on, and people in the 60s, as by people I mean students, college students, would organize and demonstrate constantly, to a point where it drew the government crazy. Right.
I know it well. I grew up in San Francisco and just a stone's throw from Berkeley.
So you know it. So I'm starting to think, how come this isn't happening today with everything going on? And I don't want to get into the politics, you know, whether it's right or wrong or wrong or right, doesn't matter. If you feel something so strongly, why aren't people out there demonstrating?
There are some.
Yeah.
But not like when we were kids.
No. We've got stuff going on in the Ukraine. Our government supports that. We've got stuff going on in the Middle East. Our government supports that. So we are involved by extension. You and me are involved. And instead, I'm sitting there in the grocery store wondering whether I should really get the low-sugar one or the regular sugar one. That's my concern.
That's America, isn't it?
That's America. So anyways, the next couple of songs. So we heard from Chuck Mangione, who just passed. But a few days before he passed, Ozzy Osbourne died.
I've heard of him.
Yeah. The funeral was awesome.
It was.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. You know, I'm sure if we had a guy as famous as Ozzy right here from Davis, we'd have a huge funeral for him. Right? It'd be fun. You know, we could throw flowers on the hearse, walk behind the hearse to the Davis Cemetery here, and see where they put him. And then people your age would say, I want to buy the plot next to him.
We're going to be doing that for you one of these days, dear.
There we go. So Ozzy Osbourne wrote the next song, War Pigs. That was with his, what was the name of his band again?
Black Sabbath, maybe?
Yeah, Black Sabbath, of course. But this time it's sung by Ruthie Foster. And then Goodbye Blue Sky is next. And sung by Ann Wilson and Nancy Wilson. And I'm going to have Ray, when it starts, over the song, say where that song's from. So you're going to have to figure it out. Do you know it already just from the title?
No.
Okay. All righty. Let's start. War Pigs, Ruthie Foster. Hide themselves away. We're back. That was Ann Wilson and Nancy Wilson, Goodbye Blue Sky, from Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. Amazing.
I did guess it, but thanks for not putting me on the spot.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You did guess it. Okay, we're going to continue right here, and then we'll have some announcements about what's coming up. No, I think we're going to play two more in a row here. So, and my goodness, we're already halfway in the show. You know, this week, this coming week, tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, there's a lot of things going on. Just tell me a few of them there, would you, Ray?
Well, Scrub Love Cruise playing Sophia's tonight in Davis. And Salome Ospina and Sophia Bow are at Delta Venus tonight. Do you want to hear about anything else or just Davis?
Yeah, just Davis. You know, we're a community radio station.
That is so true.
Yeah.
Let's see. We've got DK Memorial Sports Broadcasting Scholarship Fundraiser at G Street Wonder Bar tomorrow night.
That should be
tomorrow
fun.
Evening, 3 to 8.
Yeah, that should be cool.
And this one sounds interesting to me. Chase and the Beat at Green River Brewing in Winters tomorrow night.
Okay.
And we've got the Hucklebucks at the Blue Note Brewery in Woodland on Sunday.
And Thursday we have, let's see, who is that? Joy and Madness performing at Oddfellows right here in Davis.
Mm-hmm.
I think the doors open at 7. The show starts at 7:30. But Sunday, you don't even have to leave the house to get involved in this. Sunday, I'm going to welcome singer-songwriter Alex Roth back into the studio. He's been on here several times, but he moved permanently to Germany, and he's back for a visit, but he's only going to be around the weekend. So I've got him coming up at 5 o'clock Sunday, August 3rd, right here in the KDRT studio. Now, he was head of or organized the West Nile Ramblers. But he's going to have with him a special guest, a lady from Germany who's a poet. And I'm going to ask her to read some of her poetry. If it's in German, Ray, could you translate for them?
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. So, but I'm going to ask her this because she has some translated poetry. I think translating poetry from one language to another is going to be very difficult.
Yeah.
I would think. So anyways, that's this Sunday, August 3rd at 5 p.m. right here on 95.7 KDRT. Let's go on. We talked a little bit about why this generation is maybe a little lax in demonstrating, but I called up my grandson, who is all of 17 years old, and I said, Wyatt, if I had to pick one person of your generation or what you're listening to, what would it be? Right away, he said, 2 days ago, Jesse Wells put out a new one. I said, what's it called? War Isn't Murder. So listen to this. These lyrics will grab you by the throat. Here we go.
Isn't murder, good men don't die, children don't starve, and all women survive. War isn't murder, that's what they say when you're fighting the devil. Murder's okay. War isn't murder, they're called casualties. There ain't a veteran with a good night's sleep. Let's talk about dead people. I mean a dead people. The dead don't feel honor, they don't feel that brave, they don't feel avenged, they're lucky if they got graves. Call your dead mother, ask her when she died, it's a deathly silence on the other line. The dead don't talk, but the children don't forget, so in 20 short years you could live to regret that. War isn't murder, there's money at stake. Hell, even Kushner agrees it's good or real estate. War isn't murder, as Netanyahu, he's got a song for that and a bomb for you. War isn't murder, it's an old desert faith, it's a nation state sanctioned righteous hate. Let's talk about dead people, I mean a dead people. War isn't murder, it's the vengeance of God. If you can't see the bodies, they don't blow when they rot. And the flies don't swarm, and the children don't cry. If war isn't murder, good men don't die. So in a short 20 years, when you vacation the strip, don't think about the dead, and have a nice trip. we should all give thanks. I saw it all in a movie. Give it up for Tom Hanks. War isn't murder. They don't ship out the poor. And the bullets they fire aren't part of the cure. War isn't murder. Land is a right. But the bank's called dibs. It's something you can't fight. Let's talk about dead people. I mean a dead people. The dead don't feel honor, they don't feel that brave. They don't feel avenged, they're lucky if they got graves. War isn't murder, ain't a river of blood stretching all through time and raining down in a flood. It's a dark sacrifice made on your behalf. So get down on your knees and thank the sweet Lord that war isn't murder.
You have made great plans to span the sky. Gave sight to the blind with other men's eyes. Even made submarines stay submerged for weeks. Another man live. Even go up to the moon and you come back thrilled. Why, you can crush any country in a matter of weeks. You can make a transfusion
that can save a life. Even change the darkness into broad daylight. You make the deaf man hear and the dumb man speak. But it don't make sense. You can't make peace. Make sense. Yeah, no, it don't make sense when you can't make peace. You can't make peace.
Well, well, Ray, here we are again. Robin Trower.
That was a smooth
smooth thing. It's interesting what he sings about. You know, we can make great big buildings, we can go to the moon, we can do this, we can do that, but we can't make peace. So I was thinking while I'm listening to that song, what could we do to get people closer together? And by people I mean leaders. Because I'm sure if I went to Iran, or a matter of fact, the guy that does the food thing on public TV, or the travel log on public TV, I forget his name, he went to Iran. And he said it was one of the best experiences, that people loved him. They asked about America, blah, 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 blah.
Do you mean Rick Steves?
Yeah, Rick Steves, mm-hmm. Yeah. And so people are people. So instead of, you know, we see these people going up in space, all these celebrities now, if you have a little bit of money, you can go up into space. Why don't we send the leaders up there free of charge, right? So we put...
You mean a one-way ticket?
Well, no, with the hope that when they come back, they're taking a look at Mother Earth like, my God, we're just this big rock floating in nothingness, and it's up to us to keep it going.
You're making me nostalgic for the days when we had leaders with curiosity. I'm afraid we just don't, we haven't seen that in a while.
Hmm. Well, maybe curiosity they have, but in the wrong places.
True.
Right? Mm-hmm. So anyways, that was Robin Ford at Don't Make Sense. We started off with War Isn't Murder, Jesse Wells. And we're going to wrap this all up. We're going to, not all up, but we're going to finish up this segment of talking about wars and all of that by a man who passed away quite a bit ago, but now... By quite a bit, I'm trying to think, at least 20 years ago, but this song says it all. Here we go. Whoa, 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 whoa. You see, that's the problem with Robin. He doesn't want to give up. You know, Robin, give way to John Lennon.
Try.
John Lennon. You know, we were just talking about John Lennon. John Lennon died a couple of months after he turned 40. He died, I guess, 20 years ago, but we were looking it up. It's actually, what'd you say, Ray?
45 years this year.
45 years. So he's been gone longer than he lived. And still, what an influence he has over us, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. But anyways, imagine. So yes, he was imagining it. Ray, we're going to continue a little bit here, but tell us a little bit about why you're in the studio.
Well, I am doing some on-the-job training.
Yes.
As I've submitted my proposal to start my own show.
Right. So what's your show going to be?
My show is going to be called Dashboard Diaries.
Okay.
Hopefully that's a throwback to when radio was hand-curated by people like you and me deciding at the moment what they wanted to hear on the radio and what they wanted to share.
Right.
And we'd drive around cruising in our cars listening to it on our dashboard radios.
And I heard today maybe you even have a time slot now, or is that still a maybe iffy?
That's a maybe.
Oh, okay. So we won't say anything about that.
No, not yet.
But it'll be sometime during the week.
Yes.
Good. Okay.
Probably on Friday.
Oh, even on Friday. Okay.
Not your slot.
No, good. But anyways, well, we're looking forward to that. Have a new voice here, and I think you'll absolutely enjoy doing this, because it seems like you like picking music, you know music, all of these things.
I do. I love it, and I have you to thank for dragging me into this. It all started with a guest spot with you a couple of months
ago. Yes, that's right. You text me and told me I was wrong about something, and I've corrected it, and then I thought, well, if you can do it better, you do it. So
yeah, you'd think I'd have learned that lesson by now.
Okay, you know, I started the show with Martin with Herman Van Veen from Holland, of all places, and he put out an album quite a few years ago, and in that album he had a song about, and it's called Als ik de koning was van Nederland, which means if I were the king of Holland. So now he put the album out in English, and he rewrote the words, if I were the king. So he didn't mention a country, just if I were a king. And what would he do if he had the power to be a king? Let's listen to him as he straightens out the mess we're all in. Okay, here we go.
If I were king here, there'd be some decorations, and those who up till now had enjoyed the highest stations would not even make the news. Especially for the people who take care of all our old ones, I'd organize awards and I'd make them solid gold ones and special titles of nobility. Those who brave the wind and rain to labor in construction of nursing homes and hospitals will need no introduction. They'll be made CEO of what they choose. I'd name the garbage men ecology directors. The bakers would be made official sweets inspectors. The farmers would receive the silver pea. Myself, a palace would be overstated. From my house where no hunting parties congregated, I'd rule my domain steady as could be.
If I were the king, I would stop discrimination. I would like to see its complete elimination. It's far too cruel and ugly to excuse. I'd like to show the people what it is we're made of. Feeling you're different is not a thing to be afraid of. Maybe then everybody would be free. If I were the king of as far as I see. If I were the king, if I were the king. Of as far as I see.
If I were a king, my goodness, he'd have an agenda, wouldn't he? It's kind of cool. I love the line.
I wish he were.
Yeah, I like the line, you know, that help the people that take care of the nursing homes, the garbage collector, you know.
The farmer.
The farmer, yeah. I'd give them all a silver bean. And there's truth in that, because I'll tell you, now we're going to get a little bit into politics a little bit, but we hear a lot from our government now, but I don't hear a lot about how we can help the most vulnerable in our society, and that's something that we should focus on.
We should. Unfortunately, it's not in vogue in Washington, D.C.
No, it's not in vogue. You got it. But anyways, that's our politics for today. Ray, thank you so much for joining us, me especially. I just think it's awesome that I had a guest here today. Next week, I have Ari Cohn is going to be with me. He is a saxophonist from New Orleans who's coming to visit me specifically.
And you and I will be together again Tuesday evening.
Tuesday evening it is. So thank you all for listening. We're going to go out with what I started with, Martin Martin, back to Herman van Veen. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye now.